Just ahead, keeping track of trash in space. First, this environmental health note from Jessica Penny.
School lunches have gotten a lot of bad press lately because of their high fat content. But a new study shows that lunches aren't the only unhealthy option for students. Researchers at the University of California at San Diego analyzed all the food available at 24 middle schools in Southern California. Their study is one of the first to determine the fat content of extra items available for students to purchase, such as chips, desserts, and pizza. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says these so-called a la carte foods should only supplement school lunches, but the researchers found that they accounted for more than a quarter of the fat consumed by students each day at school. The USDA recommends that children eat a maximum of about 20 grams of fat at school each day, yet the average a la carte item contained 13 grams of fat. Considering the average school lunch contained 31 grams of fat, it's easy to see how these extra items could push students' fat consumption far beyond the recommended amount. On the other hand, the researchers found that parents seem to do a much better job of providing healthy meals. The average brown bag lunch brought from home contained about a third less fat than school lunches. The researchers say they'd eventually like to analyze individual students' diets to find out what really gets eaten. That's this week's Environmental Health Note. I'm Jessica Penny.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.